We now have the uniform real property transfer on death deeds. Let me point out, first of all, this was not a Reptile-sponsored bill. And the question is, did any of you know who the where this came from?
It's kind of it's basically access to legal justice, so giving the ability to, okay, we can have sort of avoid probate. Avoid lawyers, indigent people, et cetera.
Yes, and avoid Judge Herman as well, the probate.
True.
well, avoid or really just delay when you have to see the lawyer.
Yeah, right. That's right. What it is, what's that famous statement with respect to lawyers in here? Pay me now or pay me later, but you're going to pay me. That may be a little too negative because if somebody strictly follows the statute and the instructions, which are very meticulous, I've read them, and there's a form in the statute. You know jolly well it's already in on the internet, as I said this morning. And the question is, are they useful? Can we use them in the practice, Melissa?
Yeah, sure. I'm actually going to be doing this. I've got a same sex couple, and one is actually they want to leave basically specific bequest of that house to each other that they own together. Mm-hmm. And I thought, heck, why don't we do it this way? Sort they avoid probate not from the standpoint of, oh, we don't want to go to probate because we're going to do that through wills, but gosh, does that help cut down on a contest? So harder to challenge that. And it's not, the TOD deed is not a testamentary document. It's funny. It's a contractual capacity. It's not even capacity to make a will. So this is a little bit maybe a contest avoidance.
Yeah, that's pretty good, especially if there's the relationship with the families. Now, two families is problematic.